It's Monday, October the 26th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, Europe battens hatches and America not going to control the virus. First, the world in brief. Spain's government declared a six-month state of emergency and introduced nighttime curfews as the country tries to rein in a second wave of COVID-19 infections. France and the Netherlands chalked up record numbers of daily infections, around 52,000 and 10,000 respectively. Italy, meanwhile, announced that cinemas, swimming pools, theatres and gyms will shut. Poland's president and Bulgaria's prime minister tested positive for the disease. Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, said that America is not going to control the spread of the coronavirus and should concentrate on speeding the development of a vaccine and treatments. The country broke its record for new infections, counting more than 83,000 a day at the weekend. Senior members of Vice President Mike Pence's staff were among them. Chinese officials discovered another 137 new COVID-19 cases in 24 hours in the city of Kashgar, in the northwestern region of Xinjiang. All of the new infections were linked to a garment factory in the city. They are the first cluster of local infections found in mainland China since mid-October, when one was detected in the eastern city of Qingdao. A fresh round of fighting erupted between Azeri and Armenian forces in the mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, even as an American brokered ceasefire is due to come into effect today. The region in Azerbaijan is populated by ethnic Armenians. Both sides accuse each other of blocking progress towards a cessation of hostilities. Chileans overwhelmingly voted to rewrite the country's constitution in a referendum. The current version was devised under Augusto Pinochet, Chile's erstwhile dictator in 1980. It is regarded as being too pro-market, particularly in areas such as healthcare, schooling and pensions, cementing the rich-poor divide. Many think it also grants the president too much power. An opposition candidate won the Seychelles presidential election for the first time in 43 years. Wavell Ramkalawan, a former Anglican priest and candidate of the Seychellois Democratic Alliance Party, won 54.9% of the vote with a promise to raise the country's minimum wage. The defeated incumbent, Danny Faure, took 43.5%. And Lee Kun-hee, a South Korean entrepreneur who transformed Samsung from a minnow to a global giant in electronics, died aged 78. He had spent more than 6 years in hospital after a heart attack in 2014. Under his tenure as chairman, Samsung's revenues rose to reach 327 trillion won, $290 billion in 2019, or around 17% of South Korea's GDP.